Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. Thursday, May 28th, Joshua Lee Emerson appeared in Huron County District Court and faces a felony charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated or impaired, third or subsequent offense. Potential penalties include a fine ranging from $500 to $5,000, 1 to 5 years in prison, or probation with jail time. Further penalties involved community service, rehabilitative programs, vehicle immobilization, and license sanctions. Tim Murkowski of the prosecuting attorney and Elizabeth Weisenbach has been retained to represent Mr. Emerson. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June 4th at 9 a.m. and a preliminary examination for June 12th at 10:30 a.m. Bond was set at $15,000 with 10% posted. Bond conditions prohibit alcohol and controlled substance consumption or possession and require compliance with pretrial services for testing and recommendations. The third or subsequent offense designation is significant because it elevates the charge to a felony, indicating that Joshua Lee Emerson has prior convictions for similar offenses. This classification directly impacts the severity of potential penalties. And a recall effort has been launched against Huron County Board of Commissioners District 6 Representative Joe Murphy following his vote in support of a county solar zoning measure. Murphy voted on July 8, 2025 to approve Resolution 25-85, which authorized Zoning Ordinance 2024-01, Section 15.2.11.5. The ordinance allows up to 15,000 acres of industrial solar scale solar development across 15 zoned townships in Huron County. Supporters of the recall effort argue the decision conflicts with the county's master plan, which calls for the preservation of farmland. Recall language was filed by Robert Gaffke, who with the Huron County Clerk's Office, on May 26, 2026 at 1:54 p.m. At this time, no hearing date has been scheduled to determine whether the petition language meets state standards for clarity and factual accuracy. And Huron County Sheriff's Office incident report says that a 34-year-old Port Austin man is facing a felony drunk driving charge after a weekend crash involving a home. The incident happened Sunday evening around 5:24 p.m. near Pornobarks Road and Quarry Drive. Investigators say Andrew Benjamin Bairton was reportedly traveling too fast for a curve when his gray Chevrolet truck got stuck in some trees as it crashed into a residence. The driver was outside of his vehicle upon the sheriff's department arrival. He said that he was in a bar and a grill and got into a verbal altercation, and upon leaving was being chased by several people. He was unsure of how fast he was traveling, according to the report. Deputies noted a strong odor of intoxicants coming from Mr. Verton upon investigating his vehicle. They found a case of Yuengling beer and a bottle of Canadian Club whiskey, which was empty. Verton was transported to the hospital for evaluation. Deputies obtained a warrant and was able to get a blood alcohol content screening. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, deputies determined the driver was intoxicated at the time of the crash. Upon the doctor clearing Verton, he was then handcuffed and taken to the county jail. Verton was arraigned Tuesday in Huron County District Court on a charge of operating while intoxicated, third offense, a felony under Michigan law. When we return from this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubley?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Ubley.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubley, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Supreme Court declines review on complex corporate patent dispute. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to review a landmark appellate court ruling concerning intellectual property boundary disputes within the high-tech semiconductor manufacturer sector by denying certiorari, the High Court leaves intact a lower court decision that enforces grid criteria for what constitutes a novel hardware innovation. Legal analysts indicate that the decision solidifies existing legal protections for established tech conglomerates, making it harder for secondary developers to challenge foundational microchip patents. The outcome is expected to shape corporate litigious strategies across the technology industry for years to come. In other national news, Treasury Department enhances oversight of virtual asset transactions. The Department of Treasury announced an updated regulatory framework designed to increase transparency with decentralized financial exchanges and virtual asset protocols. The new rules require digital asset platforms to implement enhanced customer verification procedures to prevent illicit financial engineering. Fintech advocacy groups argue the overly broad enforcement could inadvertently stifle software innovation and drive capital to foreign jurisdictions. Treasury officials encounter that strengthening oversight is necessary to protect domestic markets from sophisticated cyber ransom operations and money laundering. When we come back from this AVS Broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our international news and our obituaries.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Singaporean Foreign Minister concludes diplomatic visit to North Korea. Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan concluded a targeted 2-day diplomatic trip to Pyongyang, following a formal invitation from North Korean counterpart Cho Son-hui. The rare high-level visit focused on evaluating regional security dynamics and discussing avenues for maintaining communication channels. While details of the closed-door meetings remained limited, diplomatic analysts suggest the trip reflects broader efforts by Southeast Asian nations to mitigate growing geopolitical polarization. Both nations agreed to maintain regular diplomatic contact regarding regional economic stability. In other international news, Canon Inc. publishes comprehensive 2026 sustainability and ESG report. Japanese electronics conglomerate Canon Inc. released its highly anticipated 2026 sustainability report, detailing its global environmental and societal governance outcomes. The document outlines actionable progress made across the firm's supply chain to reduce carbon footprints throughout product life cycles. The report introduces a simplified digital metrics portal designed to give institutional ESG investors clear visibility into resource recycling efficiency and carbon offset verifications. The corporate transparency moves comes as international regulators implement stricter corporate climate disclosure mandates.
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Ned Hilborn of West Branch, Michigan, peacefully returned to his heavenly home on Friday, December 19, 2025. Ned was born in Coldwater, Michigan. Ned proudly served his country in the United States Air Force from 1959 to 1969. During his service, he was stationed in foreign lands, including Hahn Air Force Base in Germany, where he served as a member of the 50th Air Police Unit. He was later stationed at the Port Austin Air Base in Michigan, where he was the catcher for the U.S. Air Force fast pitch baseball team. And he met the love of his life, Ellen Morgan, whom he married on July 16th of 1966. Ned is survived by his children, Chad, Kathy, Tracy, and six grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. In accordance with Ned's wishes, the family will plan a celebration of life in the spring, a time for family and friends to gather and share their favorite stories and memories. The family of Ned Hilborn, who passed away on December 19, 2025, invites family and friends to attend funeral services on Saturday, May 30, 2026, at BedEx Free Methodist Church. Visitation with local friends and family will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., followed by the funeral service from 12 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. Military honors and interment will take place at 1:30 p.m. at Colfax Cemetery. Online condolences can be shared at sternalmclaren.com.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley.